his own accord. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. The king had made him governor of Warwick Castle, where he dwelt. Not long, but quickly heard of her, whose name to name my heart doth melt. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. Fair Isabel they did her call, a shepherd's daughter fair and bright, which caused this man of mine to fall in love with her at the first sight. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. Lord Wigmore on a summer's day with his own servant walked the field. By a small river they took their way, whose murmuring current did pleasure yield. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. They had not walked very far, but easily they might espy fair Isabel's body to appear, a washing of herself just by. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. She in the silver stream alone was washing of her milk-white skin, but had she her misfortunes known, she would not in that place have been. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. The more he looked, the more he loved, till looking did for action call. With flames of lust his heart was moved to work a ruin and his fall. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. Thus viewing her with burning pain, he could no longer there abide, but to his castle returns again, and there would fain his passion hide. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. But all in vain the more he strove, from lovesick fancies to retire, the more he burnt in lustful love, and Isabel must quench the fire. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. A trusty servant forth he sends to bring her to him without delay, resolving for to have his ends, and quickly too he could not stay. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. The servant goes at his command, and vows he will not be denied. There did he spy fair Isabel stand, just dressed by the riverside. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. The servant told her courteously his lord desired her for to come, for he must speak with her instantly. She grants and went into his room. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. Lord Wigmore fell upon his knees and begged to him she would be kind, crying, Isabel, my dear Nancy's, blush not, my sweetest love is blind. All lustful love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. Her innocence was overcome. Oh, pity 'twas she was beguiled. She afterwards returned home, and from that time conceived with child. All lust for love did cause her woe, which did his honor overthrow. At Dunsmore the fair Isabel, near unto Warwick, that brave town, there 'twas she mournfully did dwell, repenting what was yet unknown. With sigh she cries, Heaven pity me, Lord Wigmore, this is long of thee. Quoth she, Alas, what shall I do? Or unto whom shall I make my moan? Each day an hour increase my woe, and yet I dare not make it known. With sigh she cries, Heaven pity me, Lord Wigmore, this is long of thee. Oh, that I had ne'er been born, or being born had died just then. Each virgin will hold me in scorn, and shall be scoffed by all young men. With sigh she cries, Heaven pity me, Lord Wigmore, this is long of thee. At 6 months end she could perceive, her belly swelled and big did grow. A babe within her womb did strive, and friends began the cause to know. With sigh she cries, Heaven pity me, Lord Wigmore, this is long of thee. Poor Isabel, distressed with grief, laments her folly but too late. Instead of giving her relief, her friends do prosecute their hate. With sigh she cries, Heaven pity me, Lord Wigmore, this is long of thee. But she, not able to endure their anger and her own disgrace, resolves to find a speedy cure in some convenient private place. With sigh she cries, Heaven pity me, Lord Wigmore, this is long of thee. With this sad resolution bent, she takes a dagger in her hand. 'Twill make a heart of stone relent the truth of this to understand. With sigh she cries, Heaven pity me, Lord Wigmore, this is long of thee. She prays that heaven would her forgive, then to her heart her dagger sent. And don't you drop, let those that live take care betimes and all repent. At last she cried, Heaven pity me, Lord Wigmore, this is long of thee. Lord Wigmore, hearing of this deed, he nevermore had quiet rest. His guilty heart did in him bleed, and privately his sins confessed. Fair Isabel, forgive, and I will pine with sorrow till I die. I must confess I did thee wrong, and openly will it proclaim. Let all young men that hear this song take care they ne'er commit the same. Fair Isabel, forgive, and I will pine with sorrow till I die. And when I am dead and blood is called to show, my dear, I loved thee well, one tomb shall both thy bodies hold, such is my love for Isabel. Fair saint, forgive my crime, and I will pine with sorrow.